And now with a look at some of the other stories that have been making scientific headlines this week, including a way to help dyslexics to read more easily, here's Mira Senthillingham with our Naked Scientists newsflash.
A protein found in milk can keep obesity and diabetes at bay, as well as improve physical endurance. When given to mice on a high-fat diet, the protein nicotinamide riboside was found to prevent weight gain and type 2 diabetes by entering cells and increasing the activity of mitochondria, the powerhouses of the cell, to improve metabolism. The team hoped the protein could be used as a supplement, but as it's found in a range of foods as well as milk, including bread and beer, a varied diet holds the key until then. Johan Oerks from the École Polytechnique de Fédérale led the work, published in Science.
Many age-related diseases, going from obesity, diabetes, to Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, are linked with defective mitochondria. Here we provide a natural product which we consume every day, which helps to keep this mitochondria in better shape. There are products out there which we can consume so we're more protected against the decline with aging.
Mobile phones are being used to improve water supplies in rural Africa, according to research in the Journal of Hydroinformatics. Patrick Thompson from the University of Oxford developed smart water pumps containing data transmitters that send out text messages when a pump breaks down. The technology uses the movement of a pump's handle to estimate its water flow, with data sent back to a central office when this flow is impaired to arrange for its repair. 70 of these pumps are being introduced in Kenya later this year.
Across sub-Saharan Africa, it's estimated that a third of all hand pumps at any one time are non-functioning. When these pumps break, often the people who are qualified and equipped to repair them do not know that they've broken. So the idea of this system is that as soon as a pump is no longer doing its job, not working properly, those people who have the skills and knowledge to repair them know straight away that the downtimes for pumps can be shortened and the communities can have access to fresh water.
Increasing the spacing between letters significantly improves the reading skills of people with dyslexia. Writing in the journal PNAS, Marco Zorzi from the University of Padua asked 94 French and Italian children with dyslexia to read pieces of text with both standard and double-spaced wording, and found that the widened spacing doubled the accuracy of their reading and increased their reading speed by 20%. The team suggests the spacing overcomes the problem of crowding, where letters are closely surrounded by other letters, making them harder to identify.
These findings show that visual attentional factors may play a really important role in dyslexia, in addition to problems related to a phonological domain. This manipulation of letter spacing, it's easy to implement. In principle, we don't see why a publisher might not print out books with wider spacing. In the era of digital printing on demand, that would be very easy and feasible to do.
And finally, the personality of a Gouldian finch can be predicted by the colour of its head. Three aspects of personality were measured in 40 of these endangered Australian birds in the wild: risk-taking, aggression and boldness, by exposing them to unfamiliar objects, silhouettes of predator birds and limited access to food. The team, led by Claudia Metke-Hoffman from Liverpool John Moores University, found that finches with red heads tended to show more aggression to access food, whilst those with blackheads were more bold and risk-taking.
The red-headed birds, they may have a disadvantage because they are more conspicuous with their red head, so they suffer by higher predation. So it's good for them to be less explorative. The black-headed birds, in contrast, they are subordinate, but because they are less conspicuous, they can take greater risk. And this combination can have important implications for conservation to find the optimal group composition, which would give the species the optimal combination to survive in the wild.
And that work was published this week in the journal Animal Behaviour.
Sadly, I doubt if that translates to human redheads or not. That was Mira Senthillingham with our Naked Scientist News Flash. And transcripts and all the references for all of our news this week can be found on our website at nakedscientist.com/news.